Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Phil Spector, for that version of White Christmas on the absolutely incredible Phil Spector Christmas album. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like Inspector, or you can tweet me at Bruce Allen. We have a special guest and a special topic, Manly Gifts for Christmas with John Boyle. John Boyle has over 17 years of experience in technology, product marketing and branding, with specific experience in enterprise software, whatever the heck that is, financial services, insurance, and healthcare. John is currently a senior strategic product consultant at Dell. That's like in Dell Computers. He is also the lifestyle editor for the 12most.com collaborative blogging community. John resides in Austin, Texas with his wonderful wife and three children. His website is brandflair.com. That's brand and flair, F-L-A-I-R.com. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing today?
I am well. I tend to call John JB. So, JB, how are you? And why don't we talk right away about your manly gift list and remind people where they can find that list?
Well, the first annual Manly Brand Flair holiday gift list just went live yesterday. And we prepared it specifically for launch today on the Bruce Allen Show. Wanted to make sure that we had a representative list of manly gifts that aren't just things we think guys want, but things that guys really would want.
So other than the Ferrari and Lamborghini that I suggested for the list, are there actual things that people can afford, that mom can afford and the kids can afford for dad?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of great stuff. I mean, if you look on the page there, we've got about 12 items, and we range from anything from topics like grilling and chilling to sports to, getting dad out on a skateboard, talking about getting some great tunes that aren't available on iTunes, and just some things that are real guy-oriented. Typically, if you think that something it sounds kind of weird, or mom might think, why would he want that? He probably wants it.
That's so true. Well, just as a reminder, you can find that list at brandflair.com. It's probably the number one post on the site right now until it gets bumped by the next number one post. It's it's also at bruceallen.com on the radio show page. And it's going to be part of a topic of Dad Chat tonight, Thursday, but those of you listening afterwards can listen and read the transcript of Dad Chat later. Why don't you run through them as quickly as you can with about the five, six minutes left. Let's just start with number one and make sure you hit our special giveaway, which we're giving away on Dad Chat, two of them, this evening.
Absolutely, Bruce. First of all, I'm going to say that you'll check out the page. You notice there's some Amazon association links. Bruce and I actually created a specific association ID. So if you do pick up a gift through the Brandflair site, any of the proceeds we get are going to be donated to Fuzzy Friends Rescue in Waco, Texas. We're actually going to be looking at adopting the dog from them, and they take care of animals that come in, give them a good place, and place them in a good home. So we'll make sure that anything that gets purchased, we'll donate to that cause, and they're a great, great resource.
That, by the way, is something I totally advocate all the time. I believe that social media can equal social good. We actually do charity auctions on Dad Chat. In fact, one of the auctions I did was with JB, which was for Veterans Day, and we raised money for the troops.
Yep.
And we raised, I think, over $600 within an hour on a Twitter chat. I believe that's kind of unheard of. So I am so thrilled that John came up with the idea, which, of course, I just agreed with, but it was his idea to donate any proceeds from this list and the links that are on this list to the charity that he chose about man's best friend.
Right.
So let's talk about some of the items.
Okay, let's go through the list as quickly as possible, but some good information. The first one's grilling and chilling. As we know, any man likes to cook, we like to eat, and we like to help other people eat. So what we have here is a smoker from Weber, which is actually the one I have in my backyard. It's a Smoky Mountain cooker, and it's a 22-inch version. It can hold about 12 racks of ribs. It's a great tool for slow cooking and smoking to complement the usual family grill. A couple of the tools that are listed there are absolutely essential, and there is a post that I created called Tasty Tips for Fantastic Home Barbecue, which really goes through the whole difference between smoking and grilling. But you talk about a man gift. I mean, that's a great starting point right there. Even if you get dad the book for a stocking stuffer, something like that, the barbecue Bible, it's a fantastic selection there.
Move on to number two. Sounds great.
Second one is let's talk about, you know, how many pint glasses and that kind of stuff can a guy get. We're talking kitchen gear. You know, really, there's a lot of things I like to use in the kitchen, but, you know, for the man cave, having a special drink maker for some of the frozen concoctions, as well as probably my number one used tool for me personally, is my mango cutter. If you've ever tried to cut a mango with a knife, it's impossible, and this thing is fantastic. It's from OXO, and it is a must-have. You see right there with the shape of the pit for the mango.
How cool. Just out of curiosity, how much is that one?
That one is about... you know, $12.
Okay, so that's an example of a not-so-expensive gift. Important note.
Exactly.
Okay, let's continue.
Yeah.
That's great. Number three.
All right, now this next one here, I found this in Disneyland when we were there. You know, guys like to build stuff. Every guy likes Lego. Every kid likes Lego, and every guy's a kid. So this thing is awesome. I got it on my desk here at Dell. It's the Lego Brick Calculator, calendar. And what it is that every month you rebuild the calendar so that the little Legos with numbers match up with the days, and you have your calendar. It's not one of those flip things that you have to redo every year or that you never remember to flip. The thing costs about $25, $26, and it is an essential, you know, for every man's desk.
Sounds fabulous. Great.
Yeah,
go on with number four.
All right. Now, this one's kind of a little niche, but I have a skateboard at home. I still have my Chuck Taylors, and so I'm not as, you know, athletic as I used to be as far as doing the rough skating, so I kind of called out that on my list, I've got, you know, if you want to get a new pair of Chuck Taylors, those are great skating shoes, and they're really good guy shoes all around. But I called out the Surf One longboard, which is more of like, hey, you're just coasting down the street, just hanging out on your skateboard, with the big kahuna pole, which is kind of like doing street longboard rowing. And, of course, you got to have a helmet. So if you want to get dad out there doing something kind of athletic, but it's not, you know, hopping up on the railings and curbs doing tricks on the skateboard, and you want to just cruise, that's a great little package deal right there. But definitely the Chuck Taylors would be the more inexpensive item, which are the $20 classic shoes that we all grew up with.
Terrific. Number five.
Most people do not know that AC/DC is not available on iTunes. Angus Young and crew, and Angus Young, by the way, I call him the honey badger of rock and roll. Angus Young does not care because he does not need to. They will not have their albums featured on iTunes because they don't believe in having them broken up. And so I have highlighted four essential AC/DC albums that every man needs to have. You know, they're only $9.99. You get the CD. You can burn them onto his iPhone or MP3 player. If you got to choose one, go with Back in Black. But every guy's got to have the AC/DC to crank.
Love AC/DC. My son actually did an AC tribute concert, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Number six.
Number six. Now, this is something that Bruce and I talked about. This is our sponsored item for Dad Chat. It is the View Zone. I call it kind of protecting his pack, meaning keeping an eye on the shop at home, making sure kids are doing their homework. You know, it's kind of a safety item around the house. It provides a video network that streams to your device, such as an iPod or iPhone.
So it's a security system. It's a,
yep.
a security system in which you can monitor what's going on at home from a smartphone.
And that's pretty cool because typically, you know, that technology, you know, when we had our kids, wasn't available. So the fact that it can stream to the smartphone, I like quite a bit.
Okay, we are almost out of time. John, can you hang over and we run through the last six quickly in the next segment?
I would love to.
Okay, we'll quickly do number seven, and then we'll just have five left.
Number seven, you know, there's a lot of things that I watch with my wife, but there's things that she won't watch with me. And I will say that the Band of Brothers / The Pacific, those documentary miniseries, are the best. Every guy loves watching those. It tells us why we have our freedom and why America's America. My grandfather's generation, what they fought for. Fantastic must-have. I never tire watching those series.
Which do you have a favorite of those two? I've seen them both.
I prefer Band of Brothers.
Okay.
That story is just so compelling, and I read the book.
Just for the audience that doesn't know, they were produced by Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, although
yep.
how much day-to-day involvement they had, I question, but nonetheless, they brought it to existence, and the production values of those two DVD sets are beyond reproach. We have to take a break. We will get the last five items from JB after this break. It is time for a break. You can tweet Bruce Salen, at Bruce Salen. You can email me at Bruce@BruceSalen. And we will be right back with the last five manly gifts and a wrap-up of today's show.
You've got to accentuate the positive. Yeah. Eliminate the negative. latch on.